Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. Today we have our final story from Norway for this week. Our final tale from Viking Tales. The story of the first king of Norway, King Harald. So far this week, we've seen Harald take up a challenge by the fair Gyda to become the one king of Norway. And we've seen him begin his fight and win many men to his side. However, not all men. In this story, we're going to catch up with Harald as he completes his quest to become that king. This is The Sea Fight. Many men felt as Solfi did. So, when King Oddbjorn and King Arnvid sent out their war arrows, a great host was gathered. All men came by sea. 200 ships lay at anchor in the fjord, looking like strange swimming animals because of their high carved prows and bright paint. There were red and gold dragons with long necks and curved tails. Seahorses reared out of the water, green and gold snakes coiled up. Seahawks sat with spread wings ready to fly. And among all these curved necks stood up the tall, straight masts, with the long yardarms swinging across them holding the looped-up sails. When the starting horn blew and their sails were let down, it was like the spreading of hundreds of curious flags. Some were striped black and yellow or blue and gold, some were white and with a black raven or a brown bear embroidered on them, or blue with a white seahawk or black with a gold sun. Some were edged with fur. As the wind filled the gaudy sails and the ships moved off, the men waved their hands to the women on shore and sang, "To the sea, to the sea! The wind in our sail, the sea in our face, and the smell of the fight after ship, in the quarrel of swords, King Harald shall lie in the caves under sea, and Norsemen shall laugh." In the prow stood men, leaning forward and sniffing the salt air with joy. Some were talking of King Harald. "Yesterday he had a hard fight," they said. "Today he will be lying still, dressing his wounds and mending his ships. We shall take him by surprise." They sailed near the coast. Solfi and his seahawk was leading the way. Suddenly men saw his sail veer and his oars flash out. He had turned his boat and was rowing back. He came close to King Arnvid and called, "He's there, ahead. His boats are ready in line of battle. The fox has not been asleep." King Arnvid blew his horn. Slowly his boats came into line with his sea stag in the middle. Again he blew his horn. Cables were thrown across from one prow to the next, and all the ships were tied together so that their sides touched. Then the men set their sails again, and they went past a tongue of land into a broad fjord. There lay the long line of King Harald's ships, with their fierce heads grinning and mocking at the newcomers. Back of those prows was what looked like a long wall, with spots of green and red and blue and black and shining gold. It was the locked shields of the men in the bows, and over every shield looked fierce blue eyes. Higher up and farther back was another wall of shields, for on the half-deck in the stern of every ship stood the captain, with his shield guard of a dozen men. Arnvid's people had furled their sails and were taking down the masts, but the ships were still drifting on the wind. The horn blew, and quickly every man sprang to his place in bow and stern. All were leaning forward with clenched teeth and widespread nostrils. They were clutching their naked swords in their hands. Their flashing eyes looked over their shields. Soon, King Arnvid's ships crashed into Harald's line, and immediately the men in the bows began to swing their swords at one another. The soldiers of the shield guard on the high decks began to throw darts and stones and to shoot arrows into the ships opposite them. So in every ship, showers of stones and arrows were falling, and many men died under them, or got broken arms or legs. Spears were hurled from deck to deck, and many of them bit deep into men's bodies. In every bow, men slashed with their swords and the foes in the opposite ship. Some jumped upon the gunwale to get nearer, or hung from the prowhead. Some even leaped into the enemy's boat. King Harald's ship lay prow to prow with King Arnvid's. The battle had been going on for an hour. King Harald was still in the stern on the deck. There was a dent in his helmet where a great stone had struck. There was a gash in his shoulder where a spear had cut. But he was still fighting and laughed as he worked. "Wolf meets wolf today," he said. But things are going badly in the prow, he cried. Ivar fallen, Thorstein wounded, a dozen men lying in the bottom of the boat. He leaped down from the deck and ran along the gunwale, shouting as he went, Harald and victory! So he came to the bow and stood swinging his sword as fast as he breathed. Every time it hit a man of Arnvid's men. Harald's own warriors cheered, seeing him. Harald and victory! They shouted, and went to work again with good heart. Slowly, King Arnvid's men fell back before Harald's biting sword. Then Harald's men threw a great hook into that boat and pulled it alongside, and still pushed King Arnvid's people back. Come on, follow me! Cried Harald. Then he leaped into King Arnvid's boat, and his warriors followed him. He comes like a mad wolf, King Arnvid's men said, and they turned and ran back below deck. Then Arnvid himself leaped down and stood with his sword raised. Can this young shockhead make cowards of you all? He cried, but Harald's sword struck him, and he fell dead. Then a big bloody Viking of King Arnvid leaped upon the edge of the ship and stood there. He held his drinking horn and his sword high in his hands. Ron, and not you, Shockhead, shall have them and me, he cried, and leaped laughing into the water and was drowned. Many other warriors chose that same death on that terrible day. All along the line of boats men fought for hours. In some places the cables had been cut and the boats drifted apart. Ships lay scattered about 2 by 2 fighting. Many boats sank, many men died. And some fled away in their ships, and at the end King Harald had won the battle. So he had King Arnvid's country and King Oddbjorn's country. Many men took the oath and became his friends. All people were talking of his wonderful battles. And that is the sea fight, where King Harald becomes King Harald, defeating his last 2 great foes. This is Dan Schultz for the Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Next week, we'll be back with 3 new stories. As always, thank you so much for listening.